Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Change the Way You Think by Meg Booker. Read by Leah Martin. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:2. Our thoughts can and will go rogue if we allow them to. One of my daughters shared with me how sometimes when she sits at her desk at school, she zones out. We can all relate and high-five a amen. But she went on to say the longer she allowed herself to zone out, the more negative her thoughts got, made her feel anxious, and tears would start to fill her eyes. Our thoughts themselves are just thoughts, but the attention we give to them is powerful. Paul wrote to the Romans to tell them to change the way they were thinking. The patterns of this world are negative, if not in obvious ways, in ways which have negative effects on our hearts and minds. Zondervan Illustrated Bible Backgrounds Commentary of the New Testament explains, "We are to consider every part of our existence as an opportunity to serve God. True worship of God must always flow from minds that have grasped and been impressed by the truth of God. The world is bent to self, but we're called to be selfless. Through the power of the Holy Spirit living in every single one of us who believe in Christ Jesus as our Savior, we have infinite power to transform and renew our minds. God wouldn't have put these truths in Scripture for us to digest if it was impossible, but it does take work. But just look at the reward for our discipline and obedience to transform and renew our minds. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Let's pray together for the power of the Holy Spirit to reign over our minds in a fresh way today. Father, praise you for the power of your word. The truth you provide us to live by is life to our bones and refreshment to our souls daily. How faithful you are to us, Father, encouraging us around every corner. Let us rejoice and be glad in the day you've made today. God, we want your good and perfect and pleasing will to come true in our daily lives. Help us to take our thoughts captive and hold them accountable to your truth. When we're dazing out, Father, provide the power we need to refocus. Help us to sift through our daily thoughts and kick out anything negative which threatens to steal our joy. We confess our selfishness, Father. We know there are times when our natural bent to self takes over. And we confess and ask you to search our hearts. Renew a right spirit in us, God, and cleanse us from our hidden sin. Bring any destructive thought patterns and habits into the light, God. Let the love and light of our Lord Jesus Christ shine through our minds and hearts, motivating the way we navigate our daily lives. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your knowledge and wisdom. Your faithfulness is unmatched, God, and your love is unending. Let us persevere and endure the work it takes to transform and renew our minds. Lord, we pray for those who are far from you and who don't know you. Let your word reach into the far corners of the world, God, and into every doorway of our neighborhoods. Let us be people who don't remain in our thought lives, but are empowered by the wisdom and love of the one true God, going out into our daily lives to bring glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.